Well, in particular, up here in our university neighborhood, there's been a lot of pretty swanky new construction going up, some new housing options for students. And it's been a conversation for a long time about whether or not students were taking up all of the available housing and making it really hard for folks that are low income to find a place to live. Well, now the students have, again, all this swanky, cool housing available. So is there a housing surplus? Is the rental market easing a little bit? Jeff Corey joins us this morning. He is the executive director of One Roof Community Housing. Jeff, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So is there kind of a trickle-down effect? Is the rental market easing a little bit with some new options for students here in our community?
You know, I would say that there has not been much, if any, easing that's occurred from the new housing that's been created for students. It's important to keep in mind that about the same time as some of the new housing came online, a little over a year ago, the University of Minnesota Duluth took down a significant dormitory. So it's been, likely that there's been a net gain in units, but not a tremendous one.
Now, there's another big, fancy new apartment complex for students going up that's going to house, I'm guessing, I've not been in the units, I'm guessing, you know, 2 to 4 people possibly per unit, and it's going to be another chunk of units. Do you think that's maybe going to do a little bit to ease the housing and make some more options available for low-income folks?
You know, there may be, again, some benefit from that, but my understanding is that the last version of the Bluestone apartments that happened, in the end, a significant number of those were rented to folks that were not students. And I think the next design of them is likely to have some more folks from, you know, more typically the private market purchasing as well. So one thing to keep in mind is a lot of college students don't have tons of money to spend on apartments that are higher end. There are, of course, some that do, but, students still need affordable options as well. So I don't see a lot of relief in the market from the current goings on.
So it comes back to that same old pinch, whether you're talking about college students and rental apartments or just folks that want to buy homes where there's a limited number of affordable options and a concrete number of options that are, you know, definitely affordable but kind of marginal.
So that's true. We have stated the work that our organization has done over the years to create affordable homeownership for folks, lower income folks in the community. One example that I like to let people know about is that right on during the housing crash and the recession, we only had one slow year. And the reason for that, of course, was that if you're a lower income person and you're renting in Duluth, your options are so few that if you get a chance to buy a house that locks in your affordability and is a quality living experience, most folks will take that option. If they're truly low income, then that just is because of what a challenge it is to find a quality affordable rental. So,
if you could wave a magic wand, Jeff, and deal with the people who are low income, who are trying to get into housing that you deal with every day, and you could wave a magic wand and create some kind of a housing option, what's the housing option that, poof, you would imagine into life?
Oh, well, wouldn't that be nice? Golly, I haven't gotten a chance to think about that quite so much. But, one really amazing housing development that we have in the city is Harbor Highlands that the Housing Authority did. Presently, it's a former Harborview public housing site, but presently it's a mixture of equal thirds public housing, affordable rental housing, and market rate rental housing. And it's, on the upper side of the Saba as you're going up the hill, the central entrance, and it's a beautiful neighborhood and peaceful neighborhood, and there's a broad range of people that live there. Interestingly, we're hoping to break ground in the spring on the first phase of home ownership work in that development, and we'd have another kind of third mix there. So I think, you know, ideally that's what we'd like to have in our neighborhoods. Absent that opportunity, with there being such a dire need for affordable rental at this point, you know, it would be great to see some affordable rental happen in neighborhoods where there isn't any presently. You know, perhaps up in Duluth Heights, the Lakeside neighborhood, up in Woodlands, just to give lower income folks that are renting and not ready to buy yet an opportunity to live in a different part of town and just to sort of mix up incomes a bit, because presently those folks just have so few opportunities and choices if they want to live affordably someplace.
And I'm sure that the apartment complex that burned, that tragic fire, and there was an apartment complex that burned down, that ended up, you know, creating more folks that needed a place to live and less options for rental housing in town.
That's true. Those were affordable units, and then those folks are sort of forced into the market. And even if we were able to squeeze them in, you know, perhaps they, I'm not sure exactly what happened with those folks, but if, for example, they were able to squeeze in line ahead for some affordable housing options that last, you know, that exist in the community, then other folks that were in line, you know, are delayed just that much more in getting into something. So
it seems that with rental, and this is a conversation that we've been having in this community ever since I've lived here, it seems that with the conversation constantly about how there's no rental property or so little rental property available, that there would be people swarming to this town to either build or at least snap up homes and turn them into rental properties.
Well, you know, there's certainly been a fair bit of that. A lot of our single family housing stock has been converted into rental housing. One of the things that's true about the industry of affordable housing or rental housing in general is that the more units you can place in one building, the more efficient and affordable it is as an operator to manage and run those units. And so we have a lot of the single-family housing stock, particularly in the older neighborhoods of the Hillside and Lincoln Park, that have been converted into rental. And they're challenging to maintain. They're challenging to keep up. And, you know, if and when they no longer are used for rental anymore, they'll be challenging to convert back to single family. So that's another challenge. You know, even if we're successful in creating a student housing that takes some of that pressure off the single family stock, you know, then we're still going to have some work to do to fix those homes back up for sale. So,
well, Jeff, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Not the huge chunk of good news perhaps we were hoping for, but it continues to be a struggle, and we'll continue to have conversations with you about it.
Yeah, well, thank you for the opportunity, and have a great holiday.
You too. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff Corey is the executive director of One Roof Community Housing. He joined us this morning as our guest here on Northland Morning.